Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Taf Yud Zayin. The Gemara over here is middle of discussing the sugya. We're in the sugya of Chiluk Chatois. We're discussing the parasha of person who's going to be over many different averes on different Shabbosos. Do we have a case of the halacha of Shabbosos Kegufin? Or the klal of yomim shebein tayim have yediyah lechalik. Now, at the end of the Gemara on Tazayin Amid Beis, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah between Gamliel and Chachomim. What is the halacha in a case where a person is koisev? He writes one ois on one Shabbos, and he writes a second ois on a second Shabbos. We have a stira between two brises. If Reb Gamliel holds that yichayev or yipoter, and the Gemara explains that Reb Gamliel's shita is that ein yediyah lechatzi shir. In a case where a person only has a chatzi shia, a melocha, he didn't yet do a full melocha, the halacha is, even if he's going to have a yediya because of the halacha of yomim shebein tayim, this won't be enough to go and say that this is going to divide the two meiser of chatzi shia to say that he shouldn't be chayev v'chatos. And Memela, the Gemara explains that there's a difference in a case where it was shigegas Shabbos or it was shigegas melochos. Because if it was shigegas Shabbos, then the only way we can go and divide the Maisa to go and say that he should be chayev two chatois in a case where he did a full shia, this is using the klal of yomim shebein tayim av yediyah lechalik, and Reb Gamliel holds that ein yediyah lechatzi shia. Memela won't help us to go and use this klal of yediyah of yomim shebein tayim. Whereas in a case where the person is going to be doing different melochos, b'shigegas melochos, there we have the klal of shabosos kegufin, and this divides the Maisa Melocha that he's going to be Chayev too. Memela, so too in a case of a Chatzi Shia, he's also going to be Potter according to Reb Gamliel, because it comes out that one Shabbos you have a Chatzi Shia, and the other Shabbos you have a Chatzi Shia, and this is not enough to go and put them together to be Mechayev one Korban. This is how the Gemara explains the Stira in the Dinim of Reb Gamliel. Now we explained earlier, in Daf Tezayin, that there's a very Yesodistic Machlokes Rishonim in understanding what does the Gemara mean when we say the klal of Shabbosos Kegufin. Rashi explains that the idea of Kegufin is not like we have always the klal of Gufin Mechalkin. Rashi learns that Kegufin means that we look at the different Shabbos like a different Melocha, that the one Shabbos, the Melocha, even though actually the person is doing the same Melocha, the same action, but we still say that because Shabbos is kegufin, it's kegufe avera shoinim. Is this how Rashi explains? Like different averas, and just like in a case where the person will be doing on one Shabbos two separate avos melochos, who'll be chirish and zareya, then he's going to be chayev too, if he does this b'shigegas melochos. So too, in a case where you have two Shabbosos, each Shabbos can be looked at as if he did a different action, a different av melocha, and therefore he's going to be chayev too. So too over here, the Gemara says that in a case where he does a chatzi shia, he's going to be potter from bringing a korban, because it's as if he was chirish a chatzi shia, and he did a ketzira, and he cut a chatzi shia. This is going to be potter because of this din of Shabbosos Kegufin. We discussed earlier that the Rambam shita is, and this seems to be the Tosfos earlier in Daf Tesamid Beis, they hold that the geder of Shabbosos Kegufin means the din of Gufin Mechalkin. We could look at each Shabbos like a separate entity, a separate body, and this is enough to go and be mechalek for the chiyuv chatois. Asks the Shita Mekubetzes over here in Tezayin Amud Beis in Ois Chavov, and he learns this into the Tosfos at the end of the Divrei Maschil Omer Rav Chisda on Tezayin Amud Beis, and says the Shita Mekubetzes that according to Rashi, where Rashi explains that Shabbosos Kegufin means that we have to look at the person as if he's doing a separate av melocha on each Shabbos, then why can we not apply this klal on Shigegas Shabbos also in a case where he's doing a chatzi shia? We explained earlier that if he does a shiur sholem, he does a whole av melocha, then Shigegas Shabbos won't help us to go and have that he should be chayv two chatois. Because the halacha is that on Shigegas Shabbos, if the reason why the person is doing the melocha is because he forgot about Shabbos, then the halacha is even in a case where he does all the 39 melochas, he's only going to be chayv one chatos because of the shgoga of Shabbos. But in here, where we're discussing a case where the person actually did a chatzi shia, so l'chayra, if we're going to look at each Shabbos kegufin, to say that each Shabbos is recognized as if he did a different melocha, why can we not use this klal even in a case of shigegas Shabbos? Because at the end of the day, He was as if he did the melocha, a chatzishia of chayisha, of plowing on one Shabbos, and a chatzishia of ketziri, of cutting, on the other Shabbos, and we cannot be mitzarif these two pe'ulos, these two actions together. Therefore, even according to Shigegas Shabbos, even in this case, he should also be potter. And why does the Gemara say we need to come on to the idea and the new concept of Yomim Shebein Taim, have Yediyah Lechalik, which won't work, in Im Gamliel Wald in Yediyah Lechatzi Shia. L'chayyah, we can use the same idea of Shigigas Melochis, of Shabbosish Kegufin, even by Shigigas Shabbos also. This is a question the Shittim Mekubetzes over here asks on the Sugya. You say this is Geshayla, the Shittim Mekubetzes' question. And the Shitta says, it seems like from the Gemara, that we can only apply this din of Shabbosish Kegufin, only in a case where he's Zodring Shabbos, then there's certain Chashivas to the Shabbos. Therefore, we can use Shabbosis Kegufin. We cannot apply and use this klal in a case of Shigigas Shabbos. We have to understand, we discussed this earlier in Dafter Zayin, why should this be? Why should we only use the klal of Shabbosis Kegufin only by Zodring Shabbos? Why can we not apply the same idea by Shigigas Shabbos? The Rishash in Mesechet Shabbos, in Lamed He Omed Beis, he asks the same shaila. And he takes out from this Gemara and from Shittas Rashi a Muridige Chidush La'alocha. And he says it seems to be that Rashi actually argues on the Ike Hanocha of the Shittu Mekubetzes. And Rashi holds that Enechanami, the din will taka be that if a person will do two separate melochis in two separate Chatzoi Shia, a person will plow his field, but Chatzi Shia, and then a person will actually do another separate Av Melocha, he'll do a Ketziria, also of a Chatzi Shia. If the person is going to actually be doing both of these actions, B'Shigigas Shabbos, even though each Av Melocha on its own is only a Chatzi Shia, it seems from Rashi by us in the Sugya that Rashi actually holds, they're going to be Metzurif together, and he's going to be Chayiv called Mechatos, because there's one Shgog over here of a Shigigas Shabbos. So even though we have the klal of Shabbosis Kegufin, which Rashi explains, this means that we can look at each Shabbos as if he did a different Av Melocha, but says the Rishash, it seems that Rashi holds a Meridige Chidush La'alocha, that there's no problem of using two Chatzoyim, two halves, of two different Melochas, as long as they have a common denominator of the Shigegas Shabbos. The reason why he was over these two Chatzoyim was because of the Shgoga that he forgot about Shabbos. This alone is enough to go and be Mechayev the Chatos, even though actually, if we look at the action of what the person did, he only did a Chatzi Shia of one Melocha, and a Chatzi Shia of a different Melocha. A Meridige Chidush that Rashi holds, that Shabbosis Kegufin in our Sugya won't work by Shigegas Shabbos. Because by Shigegas Shabbos, he's going to be emes b'chayiv, even though he did two Chatzoi Melocha. This Al Rishash says, to answer this question of a Shitta, and he says, L'chayir, this is b'emes a very big Chidush we don't find anywhere in Shabbos, this kind of halacha in the whole period, Klal Godoil over there in Shabbos, to say that there's sometimes a person can be doing a Chatzi Shia, and he's going to be chayev, because this goes together with a different Chatzi Shia, as long as they're under the same Shgoga of Shigegas Shabbos. This Chidush we find already in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, in Oishei, he says this from himself, that the din of Shigegas Shabbos will be alone enough to go and put together these two Chatzoi Shia, just like Rashi by us holds in the Sugya of Shabbosis Kigufin. Also, if it's Shigegas Shabbos, he's going to be Chayev, even on two Chatzoi Shia. And the Michas Chinuch says, this can be similar to the idea we find in Meseches Me'ila, in Tetzvav Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the Isuri of Macholis Asuris, a person is not allowed to eat Nevela. Says the Gemara over there, if a person eats a Chatzi Shia from a Nevela of an ox, and a Chatzi Shia of a Nevela of a Tzvi, of a deer, even though they're two different Nevelas, each behemoth is different, one is a Nivlas Shor, and one is a Nivlas Tzvi, the halacha is that they both Mitzurif together, because they have the same Aissa of Nevela. Says the Michas Chinuch, so too over here, as long as they both have the same Shgoga of Shabbos, even though each Av Melocha was done only a Chatzi Shia, this is alone enough to say that there's a shame echod to be mitzarif that he was over a melocha on Shabbos of a Chatzi Shia, and of a Shia Sholeim alone enough to be mechayiv a kol mechatas, a meridig chidush that they want to answer to go and say over here, Yishitas Rashi, in the din of Shabbosis Kegufin. But the Afikayam in Chilik Beis is mentality in an Aftes, he's very marich, and he says this is very hard to understand, because by Macholis Asuris, we have the idea that two Macholis is doing the same action, he's actually eating this Nevela, therefore you can join them up together. We understand that Achatzishir in Kamus can be joined together. If the only problem is I didn't eat enough, then we can say that as long as he ate afterwards another Chatzishir, they can join together. It's Yochel, it's Tarufa to go and say that it's Chai of one Korban. But how do we join together a Chatzishir of Charisha, of plowing a field, with a Chatzishir of Boyer? How these two things connect to go and say that this person did an Aveira on Shabbos? At the end of the day, if we look at the action which the person did, he only actually did a Chatzi Melocha. How is it possible to go and join them together and say that this person was over an Aveira of Chilul Shabbos? Says Afikayam, this is very hard to understand, and it's quite impossible to go and put together these two Chatzoim, even though we have a Shigigas Shabbos. Mamela Lechoyer, it's very hard to have such a kind of Alocha. And explains Afikayam that over here in the Gemara it could be different, because over here we're actually talking about a case where the person did the exact same melacha twice. He did a Maisa Ksiva, he wrote on Shabbos, on the first Shabbos he wrote one ois, and the second Shabbos he wrote a different ois. So if we're looking at what the action the person did, he actually did the same pa'ula, the same action twice. The halacha is that Shabbos's kigufin allows us that there's a halachic way of looking at this Maisa, that it is ke'ilu, he actually did two different melachos. Because this is the shitta of Rashi in Shabbos his kegufin, that they're like two different averis, and we can look at it as if he is actually doing two separate of his melachos. But if you want to know bepoil actually what this person did, he actually did the same melacha twice. We're talking about someone who was writing on Shabbos. Therefore, says Afikayam, over here Rashi holds, we can go and put together this Maisik Siva and to say that he was over a one big Shia to be Mechayiv in Mechatos, even though in halachic terms we are actually looking at it Keilu, it is two separate Ovis Melochis. Because as long as in the Maisa he actually did one Pa'ula, therefore it's easier to join them together, and it's Yochel, it's the Rufa. But in a case where the person was doing two separate Maises, he did a Chatzishir of Charisha and then a Chatzishir of Boina. How can we put these two things together to be Mechayivim to say that this person was Mechal Shabbos to bring a Chatos? Mamela says Afikayam Lechoyer, even if we're going to agree to the answer which the Achrinim say to answer Rashi, that Shabbos's Kegufin cannot apply by Shigigas Shabbos, because the din is that Shigigas Shabbos is alone enough to join them to be Mechayiv on Chatos. This is only in our sugya where we're discussing a case where the person himself did one action of one Maisik Siva, then you can join them together. So even though in halachic terms we actually have here two separate ovaries, this is not enough. And Rashi holds at the end of the day we can join them together because we have one Shgoga. But if he actually did two different things, then there's no way we can go and say that this person was Mechal Shabbos to say that he should be Chayiv Echatos, and therefore he argues on the Yesod of the Michatz Chinuch and the Rishash, and he says that in two separate Maises we can never use the Shkoga Achas of Shigigas Shabbos to be Mechayiv in one Chatos. Now moving further on in the Sugya of Yomim Shebeintayim Av Yediya Lechalek, the Gemara discusses how does this apply by the Hemshech of the Mishnah where we're discussing the Issa of Nida. Over there, Lechoyer, we don't have any Yomim Shebeintayim, and the Gemara says that this is applicable in a case where it was Baalei of a Tovlo, and then she saw again, and then Baalei of a Tovlo, says the Gemara, this is also using the klal of Yomim Shebeintayim Av Yediya Lechalek. Now, Be'emes, we have to understand this idea, this new concept over here in the Sugya, which is mentioned over there in the Mishnah, beginning of Klal Godol, in Shabbos, Samech Zayin Umid Beis. What is this halacha of Yomim Shebeintayim Havi Yediyah Lechalik? How does this work? Why is actually the days of the week in between the two Shabbosos, and so too by Nida, the time when she was Torah, why is this enough to be called that it is a Yediyah to say that there's a Chiluk in order to be Mechayev two Chatois? There's a very Yesedah Sigma Chlikus Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of Klal Godol in understanding what does this mean, Havi Yediyah Lechalek. Rashi learns that this is not be'emes a new halacha and a new concept. This is a poshita svara that we say that if a person, the reason why he forgot and he thought it was a Shigigas Shabbos, he didn't know it was Shabbos, we say that during the week It's efshe, says Rashi. It is not possible to say that this person didn't in the middle of the week understand and realize that it was Shabbos a few days ago. It has to be that the person during the week is going to come to the realization that there was a Shabbos before, and a few days' time is going to be Shabbos, and it is the efshe to say that the person didn't have any idea about this shgoga, and therefore, since the reason why he did the melacha was because he thought it wasn't Shabbos, it was Shigigas Shabbos, now we say he has the idea. So this is a poshet metzias that we take on this person now, already realizes by the time he came to the next Shabbos, that he realizes that the first Shabbos before, then it was Be'emes Shabbos, and therefore we can look at it as if it's a different Shgoga. Tosfos over there points out that even though he doesn't have a full Yediyah, he doesn't remember that he actually did a Melocha on the day, which is now Shabbos, according to the Cheshbon, he now realizes he doesn't understand, he doesn't have a Yediyah of his Avera, he only now realizes the Cheshbon of the days, and then he forgot again, and therefore we can look at it like a new Shgoga. So therefore, Tosfos asks on Rashi that this is not enough for the din of Yediyah, for the halacha of Yediyah, in order to be mechayev a new chatos, that we have a new haloma, we have two different shgogos to be mechayev two chatois. Says Tosfos, we need to have the pasuk says oy hoida elov chatosoi. We need to have that the person knows that he did the avera, and it's not enough to say that the person now knows and he has a Yediyah on the reason why the person did the avera. Says Tosfos, this is not enough, and Tosfos learns this from the Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Aleph, that we need to have a Yediyah of the Avera, and the Ramban over there disagrees with Tosfos Raya, and the Mashal over there also, he says this Svara, the Chiluk, and he says the Ramban, that Rashi holds it's unknown enough, as long as the reason why he did the Avera was because he thought it wasn't Shabbos, and now he has Yediyah that it was Shabbos, this is enough, even though he doesn't have Yediyah of the Avera itself, and not like Shittah of Tosfos. So this is Machlikas, Rashi and Tosfos, if could we learn this din of Yediyah in our sugya, it means that during the week it is muchach that the person now came to realization that Be'emes it was Shabbos a few days ago. So too by Nida, we have to explain according to Rashi that this is a ma'alech who have a Yediyah, we definitely knows Netaira, the Ramban over there explains most times when he sees that she was Toivil, it must be that she was a Nida. Therefore now he realizes already that she was a Nida, even though he doesn't remember that he was actually Bo'al Leo Beniduso. This is how Rashi Shita and Ramban says Lechatchila Rashi, the Malach of the Din of Yomim Shebein Taim have Yediyah Lechalik, and they all that this is alone enough for Yediyah, even though he doesn't have a Yediyah of Avera. But as we said, Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos holds that this is not enough for the Aloch of Yediyah, we need to have Yediyah as Chet, we need to have Yediyah of the Avera, and therefore Tosfos says, a new Chiddush, that this Gemara of Yomim Shebein Taim is a new idea, it's a new concept, and it's actually a Gzeis HaKosuv. Tosfos over there discusses if the Makor is from Nida or the Makor is from Shabbos, and says Tosfos that this might depend on the two braises which are by us in the sugya, and the braise of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the end of the Perek. It could be that this is what the Gemara says, that the Makor is actually from Nida, or according to the other man, the Omar, the Makor is from Shabbos. Says Tosfos, this is a new Gzeis HaKosuv, teaching us that if any time a person has Yimei Heter in between, he has any days of Heter in between, like Shabbos, where between the two Shabbosos, he has a week of days of Choyl, weekdays, then the aloche is that these days alone are enough to be Mechalik in a case where Shigigas Shabbos, this is the aloche of Yomim Shebein Taim, have Yediyah Nu Gzeres HaKosuv, that any Yimei Heter in between, have the aloche of Yediyah to be Mechalik. So too, says Tosfos by Nida, since over here she was Tovlo Bein Taim, she came to a time when it was Mutter, this is also enough to have the Aloha of Yomim Shebein Taim, a new Gzeis HaKosuv, not because we say that this person actually knows. He doesn't know anything. Says Tosfos won't be enough that he knows that it's now Shabbos. We need to have the idea of the Avera. Says Tosfos is not, we're not working with the normal Halochas of the Dine Yediyah. This is a new Gzeis HaKosuv, a new concept of a Gzeis HaKosuv, that we have a halacha of Yemei Heter in between, they have a halacha of Yediyah, and therefore we have a halacha that Yechayev Ke'ilu, as if the person actually did two separate Shgogois, and therefore he's Chayev two separate Chatois. Says the Rosh Yosef, the Primogodim in the Sefer Rosh Yosef, over there in Shabbos Samech Zayin Amud Beis, that it could be a very different nafkemina la halacha between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi Shitta, that the Yediyah over here is working because we say that it is not Mistaber, that the person never realized after a whole week that he still doesn't remember that the other day was Shabbos, and therefore we say that he has a real Yediyah, he now knows the truth of when Shabbos was, maybe he needs to have a whole week in order to come to this realization, and only by Shabbos in between one week and the other, where he has a whole week to remember, then we have the klal of Yom Yishevin time. But in the case where, let's say, he has Yom Kippur in between, and now, says the Prima Godim, that could be, according to Rashi, the few days of Yemei Choil wasn't enough for him to go and rework out his cheshbon, recalculate, to go and say that it was Shabbos. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, this is a new Gzeres HaKosuv, that any time you have Yemei Heter in between, the halacha is that this alone is enough of a yediyah, that just like by Nida, we're not discussing a certain amount of days, we have the din of the Tovlo, as long as you have some kind of Heter, so too the halacha will be in a case, even if you have Yom Kippur in the middle of the week, and we don't have a full week of Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh, of 6 days of weekdays, Afal Pikein, even so, according to Tosfos, this will be enough for Yom Yishevin time. So this is an afkamina that Rishi Yisrael points out could be a difference between Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramban over there in Shabbos, even though at the beginning he explained Rashi that this means that the din of Yudia, the person we say actually now remembers that it was Shabbos, says the Ramban, similar to Rashi, that you can say that Be'emes, even Rashi doesn't mean to say that he actually has a Yudia, that he knows during the week he comes to the realization that it was Shabbos. Says the Ramban, even if this person is still making a mistake in the days and he still doesn't know which day is Shabbos, and this is the reason why the second Shabbos, again he has a Shigigas Shabbos, but says the Ramban, it could be the Svar of the Gemara is that if the reason why this person is making a mistake is because he has a mistake in the calculation of the days, and such a thing, says the Ramban, we're talking about a person who knows that Shabbos, he knows the idea of Shabbos, we're not talking about Shecheach Ike Shabbos, he knows about Shabbos. And so too, we're talking about someone who knows that Shabbos is every 7 days. So if he'll only put some heart to it, and he'll be nice and naive, he'll be able to recalculate from his last idea, and he'll be able to see that he's making a mistake over here in the days. It is a very simple calculation a person can make in order to go and get back to the real day of Shabbos. Says Ramban, this could be the svara of the Gemara, that this kind of shgoga, it is not enough to say that the person should remain always with the Shgoga, and it is called one Shigigas Shabbos. Because it is very easy for him to recalculate, even though he made a mistake 1 week, but during the week, he should be able to calculate, if he'll only put some Sima Slave, some attention to what's going on, he'll be able to recalculate very simply, and see that the days of Emes, he's got them wrong, and it is definitely Shabbos, when it was last week, and therefore the coming week is called another Shgoga, because this Yom Yishevin time was enough of a time for him to recalculate. So even though, says Ramban, actually he still is remaining with his mistake, but since his shgoga is very simple to recalculate, this is not enough to say that it's called one shgoga, and therefore Yom Yishevin time is the svar of the Gemara Yediyah Lechalik. Says Ramban, so too by Nida, by us in the Gemara, if he'll just calculate the cheshbonus of the Vestas, of the Isha who has a Nida, therefore he should make a cheshbon that it should come out that she became Tommy again. Therefore, says Ramban, this alone will be enough to say that this Yom Yishevin time have Yediyah Lechalik, because he should go and make his cheshbonus, and he should know that when she was a Nida, according to the cheshbonus of the Vestas, this should alone be enough to say that his Yom Yishevin time have Yediyah Lechalik. This is the way the Ramban goes, similar to Rashi, even though he doesn't actually have a Yediyah, but it's not a new Gzeres HaKosuv, like Tosfos says, to tell us the din of Yemei Heter has halacha to go and divide the two Shabboses to be Mechayev and Nuchatos, but the idea is still working with the halacha of Yediyah, even though actually he doesn't have Bepoyel, he doesn't have a Metzius of knowing, but he could know very easily, and this alone is enough to say that he's Chayev and Nuchatos. Now, in Tosfos earlier, by us in the Sugya of Omer Evchista in Tezayinu, at the base of Maschal Omer Evchista, Tosfos pointed out in the halacha of Yesh Yediyah, Lechatzi Shia, Urem Gamlil holds, Ein Yediyah Lechatzi Shia, says Tosfos, it could be a svara to say that even though Urem Gamlil holds Ein Yediyah Lechatzi Shia, but the halacha of Yomim Shebin Time, which has halacha of Hav Yediyah Lechalik, should be even better than the Yediyah Mamish, even though in a case where the person knows, he says in Gamliel, the halacha is Ein Yediyah Lechatzi Shia, but maybe the halacha of Yomim Shebin Time is even stronger, and even in Gamliel will agree that this is enough to say that Yesh Yediyah Lechatzi Shia. Now this is partial, according to Rashi, so to the Ramban, they work with the normal halachas of Yediyah that this din of Yomim Shebein Taim, according to Rashi, definitely this is a way of saying that he definitely has a Yediyah. There could be no way to say that Yomim Shebein Taim should be even stronger than a regular Yediyah, because Yomim Shebein Taim is not new aloha, it is just saying a svara that this person actually now knows that the truth that then it was Shabbos. But this only works with the Shita of Tosfos. It's the Tosfos of the Chitosom, who understand that there's a new Gzeres HaKosuv of Halacha, that if you have days of Heter in between, then we have a new Klal of Yomim Shebein Taim, Abi Yediyah Lechalik, this is a Gzeres HaKosuv. Memela says Tosfos of Svara that it could be that this is actually stronger than a regular Yediyah, than normally, even though Reb Gamliel holds any Yediyah Lechatishia, maybe there would have been a Svara to say that the Gzeres HaKosuv of Yomim Shebein Taim is even better, and Yesh Yediyah Lechatishia, but in the case of Yomim Shebein Taim, this is Tosfos Lechitosom, by us in Tezayinu Beis of Amaschil Omer Ev Chizda. Now we have to just point out one more nekuda, that this halacha of Yomim Shebein Taim we only find in our sugya by Shigegas Shabbos. We don't use this klal by Shigegas Melochis. Now normally the reason is because according to Rashi, the idea which is having in between is the idea about Shabbos, and therefore if the reason why he did the Aveira was because Shigegas Shabbos, then we can apply the klal of Yomim Shebein Taim. But in a case where the reason why he did the melocha was because of Shigegas Melochis, so there's no idea during the week, Rashi explains by us, because he would have to learn in order to go and say that now he should realize that there's an Issa Melocha, that you know how to do Bury on Shabbos. This only comes if you learn, and therefore we cannot take on automatically that during the week the person will come to realize that Bury is awesome. I mean, it's very simple according to Rashi, the difference between Shigegas Shabbos and Shigegas Melochis. But according to Tosfos, Rebbe Kiveiga already points this out in the Sefer Zikorin, over there in Shabbos, Samech Zayin Amid Beis, in Sefer Zikorin, Vezois Lihuda, says Rebbe Kiveiga that according to Tosfos, who learns that Yomim Shebein Taim is a Gzeres HaKosuv, a new Chiddush, that there's a din of Yimei Heter, has a koyach to be Mechalik, and has a din to divide, to say that Yichayiv Tuchatois, then why is this only by Shigegas Shabbos? Why can we not use this Gzeres HaKosuv by Shigegas Melochis also to say that if you had any days of Heter in between, this should also say that the two Melochis, even though the reason why he did the Melocha was because of Shigegas Melochis, this should also divide this into two Korbonos. Why do we find the din only by Shigegas Shabbos? The Shittim HaKubetzes over here in Ashmotzes and Oitei, Adzon Esvorer, the Oilas Shloimer in the Sefer over here is even more clear to be Mavaya the difference, and explains the Oilas Shloimer that in a case where the person did the melochis because he didn't know that these melochis were also, this was Shigegas melochis, but was Zodin Shabbos, he knew about Shabbos, then during the week, we cannot look at the days in between that there was Yomim Shebein Taim, because even during the week, he still holds that if it would be Shabbos today, he would do this melocha. Because the reason why he was doing this melacha on Shabbos, even though he knew it was Shabbos, but he thinks that Boira is mutter on Shabbos. Therefore, even though now in the middle of the week, there's Yimei Heter, but we cannot look at it as if it's Yimei Heter, because if today would be Shabbos, he would continue on doing the melacha. Therefore, he's continuing with his mistake, and therefore there's no days in between to say that there's Yomim Shebein Taim to give him a din, to be mechalik, to divide him into two chatois. Whereas in a case where the reason why the person did the Aveira was because he didn't know it was Shabbos, therefore today is a weekday, therefore this is an inherent stira to his shgoga, and therefore this divides up the two shgogas to say that the Shigegas Shabbos is gets divided automatically with a Yom Choil, which is a day of Heter. But if in case where the person, the reason why he did the melocha was because Shigegas melocha is, then even now he would still do the melocha, even if today would be Shabbos. Therefore we cannot look at it if today is a divider in between the two shgogas, and therefore by Shigegas Shabbos, even according to Tosfos, you're only going to be chayav one kol mechatos. This is the way the Oilas Shloimer explains this din of Shittas HaTosfos, which we said, you say this thing of Machlokes in the Rishonim in understanding the din of Yomim Shebein Taim, if it's working with normal din Yediyah, or if it's a new Gzeres HaKosuv of Yomim Shebein Taim, Av Yediyah Lechalik. Now there's just one more point we have to mention, that the earlier sugya in Daf Tezayin, we said that the Shitta of the Rambam in the whole sugya by us, is that the whole din of Shabbos is Kegufin, and in the case where we're dividing the Maisa, which the person does into two Chatois, is only in a case where the person didn't actually do the same Melocha twice. The Rambam holds only in a case where he did Mi'en Melocha, then we can say that he should be Chayev too, because of Shabbos is Kegufin. So, in Shigogos Perik Zayin Halacha Yud, Why by us in the sugya, in a case of where the person was writing, l'chira, the person, he wrote one ois today and one ois on the next Shabbos, why should we say that he should be chayiv too according to the Rambam, that has to be the same me'en melocha? The Rambam holds if it was the same melocha, like Lech Mishnah was medayik in the Rambam, in Shkogris, in Perek Zayin, that's mashma in the Rambam, that if in a case where the person does the same melocha twice, we cannot be mechayiv him too. So why over here by Kosev do we find that you can be mechayiv him too? And says the Yisrameach that it could be the Rambam will learn this Gemara like Reb Yehuda in Shabbos Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, who holds that you have to write two separate oisiyos, and if you write the same ois twice, then he's not going to be chayiv. Well, maybe this is enough for the Rambam of a me'en melocha. But the Yisrameach asks that we still have to know the Rambam over here by us in the sugi of Nida, of Yomim Shabbin time. Over here, the Nida, there's only one Maisa Bir, there's one Maisa Avera. He's doing the same Pa'ula, the same action twice. And even so, we find in the Gemara that we can look at the Nida of Yomim Shabbin time, having Yediya Lechalek, even though he's actually doing the exact same Pa'ula twice. So says Yisrameach Lechir, why is this enough to go according to the Shita of the Rambam to Mimechayiv in two Chatois? Says Yisrameach, we find this in Ramot Chabanet, also in Mogin Ovis, in Amud Nun, Sifkot in Gimel, that it could be the whole Rambam Shita, which we mentioned earlier in Daft Zayin, that he has to do two separate melochos, is only in a case where it's Efshe L'Arvon. The Gemara says it's Svari in Tesvav Amud Aleph, that if you can connect the two mices together, if the person plowed his field a bit on this Shabbos and a bit on the next Shabbos, since it was possible to do it all together, therefore, it won't be enough to go and be Mechayavim, two chatois. Therefore, the Rambam holds you have to have two separate maises. One time he did a charisha, he plowed his field, and the other time he actually did something else, he did a chafira, which is not the same action of the first Shabbos. Masha Inken over here, where we're discussing a maise bir of a nido, which is EF shel arvon, you cannot connect them, doing them both together. Here the Rambam agrees that we do not have to have a me'en melocha, and it is enough to have melocha achas. Now, according to the Svar we said earlier, from Rabbi Zalman in Evan Ozel, in Shkoges Peyuk Zayin, that the only reason why the Rambam holds a me'en melocha achas is needed because in Shabbos, there's a new Gzeres HaKosuv of Shkoga achas. There's a halacha that you need to have the different melochos in order to differentiate, to say that it's called two Shkogos, because any time when we have Shkoga achas, then you always only chayav one by Shabbos. Mameila, by Nida this doesn't apply, and therefore by Nida we can have even the same action twice, it will also be enough to be Mechayivim Tush Gogus. But Rabbi Aaron Kotler adds on in Ma'asiv Chidushi Torah in Simon Beis and Oizvov, he says that it could be, if we look well in the Rambam, it could be that is Shita of the Rambam, which we said earlier, that he holds that it has to be the same, a different melocha, it can't be the same melocha. This could be only in when we're discussing the halacha of Shabbosis Kigufin. In a case where he did a Shigigas Melochis, there the Rambam holds that the din of Shabbosis Kegufin only applies in a case where he did a Mi'en Melocha, but he didn't actually do the same Melocha twice. But over here, by the Sugya, by us, by Yomim Shabbin Taim, we're discussing the din of Yomim Shabbin Taim, of Yediyah Lechalik, by Shigigas Shabbos. There, says Reb Aaron, it could be even a Rambam agrees that he could do the same Melocha twice, and even then, because of this Halocha of Yomim Shabbin Taim, it is alone enough to say that you have two Shkogos. And since the whole svara of the Rambam is that we have to have by Shabbos two shkogos, this is only by Shabbos's kegufin, he has to do some difference in his action. But in the case where we have the din of Yomim Shabbin Taim, of Yediyah Lechalek, we automatically have two shkogos, but maybe even by Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv two, even in a case where he did the same melocha, like by Kosev, when he wrote, even if it's the same melocha, we could still use this klal, according to the Rambam, of Yovin Shabbin Taim, of Yediyah Lechalek, and he's medayik like this in the Rambam, in Shkoges Peik Zayin Alocha Beis, and he discusses the lashonus of the Rambam, if this is mashma, that the din, there's a difference, according to the Rambam, of me'en melocha, only by the din of Shabbosis Kegufin, but not in the halacha of Yomim Shabbin Taim, of Yediyah Lechalek. Now there's just one final point on this perek before we move on to the next perek, and this is on the Rashi when he discusses the machlokes over here between Reb Lezer and Rabbonon by achas ala orig. Rashi says over here the din that Reb Lezer holds that in a case, even though normally when you start making a beged you have to have three chutin, says Reb Lezer there's a loch of achas ala orig in a case where there's already chutin there, then we could just add on one more and he's going to be chayiv. Rashi's mashma that the Reb Lezer is only chayev in a case where you have already a law of chutin and there's a beged harbe, and because of that the beged is choshev, therefore you're going to be chayev if you add on one more chut. The Rishash in Shabbos in Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, he points out that the Gemara later on in Daf Yutes Amid Beis says clearly that even in a case where he only has two chutin and he already has two chutin together, even then Reb Lezer holds if you add on a third chut, if you add on one more string, he's going to be chayev because there's already two and it is not called bitchilo. So therefore the Lashon of Rashi says Rishash, the Chiyah is not meduyek because Rashi is mashma that you have to have a beged harbe, says the Rishash, this is not even less than a beged harbe, even by two chutin, already is going to be chayev, achas ala orig, according to Rebbe Lezer. And afikayam, in chilik beis, in semen dalet, and anaf dalet, he adds on, that Toysos in Shabbos, in Kufayam at Aleph, points out, that in a case where he's finishing the beged, with this final chut, then even the Chachomim agree that he's going to be chayev on one chut, if he adds on one string, if with this string he's actually now finishing the beged. And the whole machlikus is only at the beginning or in the middle, but in a case where he's finishing the beged, even Toysus says over there for the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, then even the Belezer, even the Chachomim are going to agree he's going to be chayev. Memela, the Mashmos of Rashi Bayos, which will be mashma that with this one chut, he's actually finishing the beged. Tosfos says that in this case, even the Chachomim agree that he's going to be chayiv. So l'chayir, according to Reb Lezer, the Rishash says he only needs two chutin, and actually if he's finishing, then everyone agrees he's going to be chayiv. But there is a Loshon Rashi in this Divar Maschil, when Rashi is discussing Achas al Orig, Rashi throws in the middle that the din of Chatzi Shia applies in a case where he did a Chatzi Shia of Charisha, says Rashi, Chatzi Shia of Zriya. These cases, Rashi gives a dogma, a moshul of the Chatzi Shia by Shabbos. So this Rashi is very sadistic Rashi in Hilchas Chatzi Shia, because Rashi gives us the moshul of Charisha. The Be'emes in Charisha, plowing the field, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Gimlo Med Aleph, that Chayrish Kol Shehu is also Chayiv. Even in a case where he only plows a bit, a Kol Shehu is also going to be Chayiv. The Minchas Chinuch says, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, Nois Dalet, he says, Mipshitas, that Charisha, since the Mishnah says that this is Chayiv even on a Kol Shehu, so too by Boina, by Mavi, all these Melochers, that you Chayiv even on a Kol Shehu, there's no din of Chatzi Shia. Chatzi Shia is only applicable in a case where the Melocha has a certain amount that you have to be over, but Chayrish doesn't have any Shia, says the Minchas Chinuch, Charisha, there's no idea at all by plowing of the Issa of Chatzi Shia. But says over there, Reb Yochum Fishel Pelo, in his Aorus on the Minchas Chinuch, that Rashi by us is Mefurish, that even on Charisha, we also have the din of Chatzi Shia, and this, says Reb Yochum Fishel, this is Be'emes, the Pashtus of the Gemara in Shabbos, that Fa'ayin Gimel Omed Aleph, that all the Melochis of Shabbos, there's a Musik, there's an idea of Chatzi Shia, because even though it says in the Mishnah, it's a Loshen of Chayrish Kol Shehu Yichayev, the Abuyne Kol Shehu Yichayev, this is also, this Kol Shehu has a certain Shia, has a certain amount to be Chayev, and it is not only a Mashuhu Ba'alma, and therefore, by every Melocha of Shabbos, every Lametes Melochis, there's a din of a Maisa, of a Chatzi Shia, and this is like Rashi says by us, by Charisha, that there's a din of Chatzi Shia. Important Rashi to point this out. The Prima Godim discusses this also in his Psicha Tilchas Shabbos in Zriya Ois Dalet, that there's a halacha of Chatzi Shia, Rashi says, Mefurish by us, of Charisha. This is the last final point by us in the Perek, of Rashi by us, who says that even by Charisha, there's an idea of a Chatzi Shia, which the Michatz Chinuch takes on Bipshitas, that there's no such idea because Chayrish Yichayev with the Kol Shehu, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Now moving further on into the next Perek, in the Perek of Sofik Ochal Chelev, the Perek is now discussing a case where it was only a Sofik Chelev and he's going to be Chayev the Chiyuv of Oshom Tolui. The Mishnah says Sofik Ochal Chelev, Sofik Loy Ochal, the Halacha is he has to bring Oshom Tolui. This is the din of the Mishnah in Beis Amud Aleph. That you have to bring a chatos b'shoigig, the halacha is that in a case of a sofik, the person brings the osham tolui. Says Tosfos over here on Yudzayin Amud Aleph, the first Tosfos in the Perek, that over here we're talking about a case, the person, he didn't know that over here he has a sofik, if this chaticha, if this piece of meat is chelev or shuman. He was a shoigig, he didn't know, and therefore he has to bring the osham tolui. Says Tosfos, in a case where the person knew about the Sofik, and he knows that this Chaticho, in the case of two Chatichos, that it could be over here, there's a Sofik Chelev, And even so, he went ahead and he was over the Sofik and he went and he ate this piece, Misofik. Says Tosfos, he's not going to be bringing Oshom Tolui because this person is not a Shav Midi Osoi. This is a Gemara in Chulin Hei Amud Beis. In order to bring a Korban, a person has to be a Shav Midi Osoi. And over here, since this person, he ate it even though he knew that there was a Sofik, he's not going to be Chayiv the Korban. Now Rashi on Amud Beis, the first Rashi, also says the same halacha, that in a case where the person knows that it was a Sofik and he went ahead and ate, he's not going to bring Asham Tolui. But Rashi actually gives a different reason. And Rashi says the reason is, V'afilu v'ochlo misofik, the reason why he's going to be potter, says Rashi, meizidhu, if the person is going to dafka go and eat, even though he knows it's a Sofik, he's not going to bring Asham Tolui, because Asham Tolui only comes b'shegeg, just like the Chatos, and over here, he has a halacha, and we can classify this person into a meizid, he's called a person who's a meizid. Says the Birkas HaZevach, L'chayra, this person over here is not really amazed. He wasn't over B'dafka, the Issa of Achilas Chelev. Of course, if he would have known that this piece is definitely Chelev, he wouldn't have eaten this piece, because he only ate it because he thought that he could take on that it's a Suffolk Shuman. It could be that this is a piece which is actually the one which is Mutter. He was Moira Heter for himself. He paskin for himself to say that you can be makel and eat it, even though it's only a Sofik. Memeila says a because Zazevach, the Lashon of Rashi of Mezid, is Mestoma says a because Zazevach. He means, like Tosfos says on Amud Aleph, that this is halacha in all the korbanos. Halacha is that you have to be a Shav Midi Osoi, that if you would have known that it was being a Sofik, he wouldn't have eaten, because otherwise he's missing in the klal of Shav Midi Osoi. We actually find this Lashon in Tosfos also, in the beginning of Achilitz, in the fourth period, in Yevomis, Lamed Hei Omed Beis. Tosfos also uses the Lashon of Mezid, and Tosfos ends over there, that this is a problem of Shav Midi also. So says because Hazevach, this is also, Rashi doesn't mean to say that this person is actually a Mezid. Rashi also means the Klal of Tosfos of Shav Midi also. But Be'emes in the Sefer, Mayim Kedoshim, so too in the Befoil Hamburger, in the Sefer over here, V'sheva Koyen, and the Harabayis, over here the Ma'ura, and they argue with the Birkas HaZevach, and they say that it could be that Rashi B'davka uses this Lashon of Mezid, because over here we don't have to come on to the Klal of Shav Midi Osoi, because we have to really understand better this Halacha of Shav Midi Osoi. We mentioned this is the Gemara in Chulin Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is actually discussing a case of a Muma who eats Chilev B'shoigig, the person is a Muma, not L'chol HaTorah Kula, but he's a Muma for Achilas Chilev. Even in a case where we'll give him a piece of meat and we'll tell him clearly that this piece is a piece of chilev, he still would eat this piece of meat. He's a mumma. Says the Gemara over there that what will be the halacha in a case where the mumma, the reason why he ate the piece of meat in this case was because he was a shoigig. He actually didn't know it was chilev. Says the Gemara, even in this case, he cannot bring a korban chatos because he's not a shav midi osoi. Says the Gemara, what does shav midi osoi mean? This means that if the reason why he ate wasn't because he made a mistake, because even if he would have known that it was chilev, he still would have gone ahead and eaten this piece of meat, then it's a problem of shav midi osoi. Therefore, he doesn't bring a korban even in a case where it was a shoigig. Memela says of Sheva Koyen, the Maim Kedoshim, the Harabayis, that over here, we're not talking about a case where the person was a shoigig. Over here, he was actually amazed on this sofik. So Rashi holds over here, we don't have to come on to the klal of shav midi osoi, which is a chidush, that even if the achila was actually done b'shoigig, we still say that the person cannot bring a korban because anyway he would have eaten this piece of meat because he's a mumma. Over here, the person is actually considered a mezid, since b'negea, the halacha of Oshem Tolui, which comes on a sofik, and over here the person is eating, even though he knows he has a sofik, he's called a mezid. So Rashi holds over here, we do not need the klal of shav midi also, which we only use in a case where it's a shoigig. And Rashi holds this is enough to classify him as called a mezid, and not like the Birkas HaZevach says that the lashon of Rashi is lav dafke. Al kaponim, we have a l'chayra machlekes over here between Rashi and Tosfos and the reason of the halacha, but everyone agrees to the din that if this person knows that it is a sofik, and even so he goes ahead and he eats it, and he's Moriah Heter for himself, he paskins that he's allowed to eat it, then he does not bring Asham Tolui. Lemaisa, this halacha is not agreed upon. There is a machlokes about this din. The Orchilanei over here already brings this down, points this out. That if we look in the Shittim HaKubetzes, in Ksubas, in Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. Over there, the sugya of Trey or Trey, which Tosfos quotes later on in Yuzayin Amud Beis. Over there, the Shittim Kubetzes brings down from Tamidei Rabbi Yoina that they say clearly that even in a case where the person was amazed of the Sofik, he says that he knows definitely that there's a piece of meat over here which is also for him to eat, and he doesn't know if the piece of meat which he's eating is a chilev or the shuman, and he still goes ahead and he eats this piece, and he's over amazed on the Sofik. Says the Shittim Kubetzes from Tamidei Rabbi Yoina, this person still brings the Osham Talui, because this person is not amazed. If the person would know that both pieces over here are chelev, he definitely would not eat these pieces of meat. He's not a mummer. He wouldn't be over the issa chelev. The reason why the person is eating is because he's muchen. He's allowing himself to enter the sofik and to take on the chance and hope for the best that the one he's eating is the one which is shuman. So this person is a variant. He's not allowed to do so, but he's not considered amazed, and therefore he's chayv osham tolui, even though this person, the maisa, is in a case where he was amazed on the sofik. And so too, there's a mashmos of the loshen of the mefarish of Rashi in Nozir, in Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, like the Kainoyer over there points out in Nozir, Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, that even in a case where the person knows that it's a sofik, he still has to bring osham tolui, because he's not considered amazed, and also he doesn't go into the klal of shav midi osri. I would just have to add on that there is a very interesting tshuva in Chasam Sefer, in Chosh Mishpah Simon Chof Tes. The Chasam Sefer, in the middle of the tshuva, he says, Bipshitus, that it's poshet, that there's no difference in Hilchas Osham Tolui, if the person knows about the Sofik, or if he doesn't know about the Sofik. Every single case, the person has to bring Osham Tolui, and it seems to take on, or to Bipshitus, without mentioning our Rashi and Tosfos, like the shitta of the Tamidei Rabbeinu Yoina, that even in a case where the person knows about the Sofik, he still has to bring Osham Tolui because he's not considered amazed. The Achiezer already asks on the Chasam Sefer in Chilek Gimel in Siman Nun Zayin, they say that the Chasam Sefer should have said that Rashi and Tosfos by us disagree, and they say clearly that in a case where the person knows that it's a Sofik, he does not bring Osham Tolui, like we discussed, either because he's not a Shav Midi Osoi, or because he's considered amazed. Now this discussion, this machlekes, actually depends on a pshat in a b'raisa later on, in the end of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we'll discuss further with them, it's Hashem, pshat in this b'raisa, according to these days, if in the machlekes and the Yishonim, if he brings a korban Osham Tolui ala Sofik, even in a case where he knew that the Aveira, that there was a chaticha of Issa in front of him. Now moving into the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brings down a machlekes, a very big machlekes over here in the Mandarim, in the case where he's going to be chayev Osham Tolui. Says the Gemara Itmar, Rev Asi Omar, Chaticha Achas Shoninu, Sofik Shal Chilev, Sofik Shal Shuman. In the case of Osham Tolui, you have to bring even in a case where he has one Chaticha, and he has a Sofik on the Chaticha itself. And Chia Barav Omar, Chaticha, Mishtei Chaticha Shoninu, only in a case where he has two Chatichas in front of him, and he has a definite case of Achilas Chilev, then he's going to bring Misofik in the case of Chaticha Achas, Mishtei Chatichos. The Gemara explains, there's three Pshotim in the Gemara, in Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The reason the Machlekes is it depends on Yesh Eim LeMesoyers. If it says in the Pasuk, Mitzvois with one Vav, Memeles Mashmai with one Chaticha, or do we say Yesh Eim LeMikro, Mitzvois Korinon, and therefore you have to have two Chatichos. Or the Gemara says later on, it depends on Efshel Levari Yisuroi, or on the Svara, on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, of Ikva Yisura, which is only in a case where he has a piece of Chilev in front of him, of Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos, a very big machlokes, if the Halacha of Osham Tolui is even in a case of Chaticha Achas, or only in Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos. Now from this Gemara, there's a very Yisoidus Tigaraya in the famous machlokes between the Rashba and the Rambam, in the Halacha of Sofik. In every case where Minatoria, the Halacha is, what is the Din? If you have a Sofik of the Issa, what is the Halacha? Is there a Din? We know that Sofik deraisa lechumra. There's a very famous machlekes in the Rashba in Kedushin Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph with the Rambam in many places, amongst them in Tumas Meis, in Perik Tes Halacha Yud Beis. The Halacha of Sofik deraisa lechumra. The Rashba says that the Halacha is, that Minatoria, the Halacha is Sofik deraisa lechumra. We have to go, in the case the person has a Sofik, Minatoya, he's not allowed to be over the Aveira, because maybe he's going to be over the Sofik Issa, the Din is Sofik, the Raisa Lechumra, Minatoya is Lechumra. Whereas the Rambam disagrees, the Rambam says no, the Din of Sofik, the Raisa Lechumra, is only a Din Midrabonon. The Rabbanon came along and said that in the case where you have a Sofik, we do not want you to go and be over Misofik, because it could be that he'll be over in the Issa of the Torah. Therefore, the Rabbanon say that he has to be Machmi. But the Halacha min HaTorah is that Sofik Dereisa lekula min HaTorah. Min HaTorah mi'ika adin. The Halacha is that even though the person has a Sofik, only on a Vadai Issa, the Torah says you're not allowed to be over. But on a Sofik, the Torah says that you're allowed to be Mekel, and only Midrabbanon is Lechumra. This is a very famous Machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam. What is the Halacha of Sofik Dereisa if it's Lechumra min HaTorah, or if it's Lechumra only Midrabbanon? Says the Rashba, one of his main Rayas and Tainus on the Rambam is from our Sugya. Says the Rashba, this Gemara over here is a steer to the Shitta of the Rambam. Because over here we see in the first day of the Gemara, in Rav Asi says that the Chiyuv of Osham Tolui is even in a case where the person is going to be eating one Chaticha. He has a Sofik on a Chaticha if this piece is Chilev Ushuman, and he's Chayiv to bring Osham Tolui. Says the Rashba, according to the Rambam, who holds that Minatoya, one is allowed to be lenient, and one allowed to say that he can take on that this piece, as long as it's not Vadai Chilev, the Torah allows him to go ahead and rely on the Sofik. If it's a 50-50, he can say that Misofik, he's allowed to go and say that he's allowed to eat it and to take on that it's Shuman. Says the Rashba, if this is so, how is it possible to say that if this person goes ahead and eats this piece, he's going to be Chayev Oshom Tolui? Minatoya, according to the Rambam, it's mutter for him to eat it. If he'll go and ask, they'll tell him, yes, he's allowed to eat it, as long as it's not Vadai Chilev, it is Mutter Min HaTorah. So how is it possible to say that this person should be Chayev, or Oshem Tolui, if he eats it, if he's anyway allowed to, this is Achila Muteres, it is not possible that the Torah should be Chayev a Korban on something which is not Asa. So too, in the parish of Oshem Tolui, it says, Mefurish in the Torah, that the person is being over Avera, it says, V'lo Yoda V'Oshem V'Nosa Avoinoi, it says clearly that the person is being over Avera by eating this piece. And if we see in our Gemara that even a one chaticha, the person is going to be over Avera, it must be that Sofik Dereisa, Lechumra, Minatoya, and therefore he wasn't allowed to go and rely on his Kula to say that this piece is Shuman, and therefore he has to bring Oshem Tolui. But according to the Rambam, who holds that he's allowed to eat it, it is not possible to have a Chiyuv of Oshem Tolui. Memela says the Rashba that this din of the Gemara is Nista, it's a steer to the Shitta of the Rambam. Says the Rashba, that even though there's a machlokes by us in the Gemara, and we do find that the second man, the Omar, Chiyuv Barav, this is how we paskin, we hold that we need to have chaticha or mishtei chatichos, and over here one can already argue that since there's two chatichos, therefore there's a darga of a issa which is called ikva isura. We know definitely that there's issa over here in front of us. This is similar to a cheskas issa, like we'll explain later on. Therefore, it could be over here, says the Rashba, if you have two chatichos. Even the Rambam will agree that this Sofik is a Sofik, which min HaTorah, you have to go to Chumrah, because there's a Cheskas Issa, it's Ikva Isura, therefore it should be Issa min HaTorah. But says the Rashba, even though this is in a case of two Chatichos, but it is not Mashma in the Gemara, that this is a Machlokes between the two Mandarim. It doesn't seem in the Gemara that the reason why Chiyuv Barav argues on Rav Asi is Gufa, because he holds that one Chaticha we're allowed to eat min HaTorah. The reason why he argues is like the Gemara gives different explanations, because the Yishem the Mikra, or Efshelevari Yisuroi, or in the case the Gemara says Ikva Yisuroi, but it seems that Be'etzem he would be masking that the din will apply even by one chaticha, if not for these extra svaros in the Gemara, and he would also hold that one chaticha, it would have a pshat to say that he should be chayiv Oshem Tolui. Memela says Rashba, just like we see in Rav Asi, that it is muchach, that the din of Sofik min HaTorah is lechumra, so too it would seem that according to Chiyuv Barav also, this is the halacha, this is not the machlekes. Memela says Rashba is arrived from the whole sugi over here, like his shitta, that Sofik Dereisa is lechumra min HaTorah. This is a very strong question which Rashba asks, how does Rambam answer the chayivas Oshem Tolui if Sofik min HaTorah is lekula? The Ran also, in the end of the first page of Kiddushin in Tetzvav Amid Beis, he brings down this from the Rashba, and he says from this sugya, it's Mavur like the Rashba, not like the Rambam. But say many Achreinim, to answer the Shitta of the Rambam, the Marit, in Chilek Beis, in Yerida Idris, in Aleph, the Prichodosh in Klal Yisrael Kveike in Yehudaism and Kufyud, the Kapis Tomorim in the end of his Sefer on Rosh Hashanah and Yuma, the Shah Melech over there in Tumas Meis, the Shmaitza as Arichas in Shmaitza Aleph. They all go that even though the Rashbog said that it is a Doichuk to go and explain the Machlokes over here in our Gemara, that the reason why Chiya Bar Rav argues on Rav Asi is because of the din of Sofik, the Raisa Lechumrer, but say the Achronim, that the Rambam actually would learn that this is a Machlokes, that the reason why Chiya Bar Rav argues on Rav Asi is because he holds that in the case of a one Chaticha, it is Mutter Min HaTorah, even though the Gemara tells us that the reason why he argues is because of Yishem LeMesoyers, and Yishem LeMikra, Yod Mitzvois Koyinon, or because Efshel Evar Yisura, or Ikva Yisura. This is only the Makor to teach us that the Torah is actually referring to Chaticha, Mishtei Chatichos. But now that we have the Makor, and now that we know the reason that there is, the Torah is only referring to a case where the person is eating Chaticha, Mishtei Chatichos, then now we say that the Pshat is the reason why the Torah tells us that the person is only chayev in a case of two chatichos is because we need to have the darga of the avera of a ikva yisura of a cheskas isa, and only over there then we have the din of oshem tolu, because only in this case we have the din that sofek deraisa is l'chumra min atayir. So the reason the Maisa why Chiya Bar Rav argues on Rav Asi is because he holds that actually in a case of one Chaticha, there's no Oshem Tolui, because there's no Avir, he's allowed to go ahead and eat even the Chatchila, this piece of meat, because of this din of Safek Deraisa, Lekula Min HaTorah. So as, even though the Rashba, they all point out, even though the Rashba says this is a Doichik, to say that this is a Machlekes, but the Rambam will actually learn that this is the Machlekes between them, and the reason why Chiya Bar Rav argues at the end of the day, he understands the pshat in the Torah, even though the Makor is like the Gemara explains by us, but at the end of the day, the reason behind the din of the Torah, why the Torah only told us the parsha of Oshem Tolui by two chatichos, this is because of the halacha that only in two chatichos we have the din of Sofek Deraisa Lechumra Min HaTorah, because one chaticha, the halacha is Sofek Deraisa Lekula Min HaTorah, and this is good for the machlokes between these two mando amrim. Memele comes out according to this, that any time in a case where we have a case of Ikva Yisura, where we have a Vadai Issa in front of us, and we have a Sofik, if this piece is the one which is Asa, or is this piece the one which is Mutter, the Rambam agrees that the din of Sofik is going to be over here, Min HaTorah L'chumra, like we find in the Parsha of Oshem Tolui. Memela, the Pnei Yeshua already points this out in Psochim, in Testament Beis, that this din will apply even in the case where Zoh Chayiv Koris, and there's no Parsha of Oshem Tolui, because there's no Chayiv Krisis, and even so, every Sofik where there's going to be a din of Ikva Yisura, there the Rambam agrees to the Rashba, like it's Muchach in our Sugya, that once we have the Darga of the Chaymer, of the Matzev of a Ikva Yisura, where we have a Cheskas Issa, there even the Rambam's going to agree that Aloch is a Sofik Deraisa L'chumra Min HaTorah. This is how the Machrinim explain to answer here the Shitta of the Rambam. But the Kesef Mishnah, in the Rambam over there, in Tumas Meis in Perek Tes, he points out that if we look at the Rambam in front of us, by us, over there in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Beis in Tumas Meis, there's an extra girsa added onto the Loshon of the Rambam. The Rambam over there tells us that Halacha, that Sofik Min HaTorah is Lekula, if one has a Sofik, the Min HaTorah, he's allowed to be lenient, he's allowed to take on the Tzad that of Kula, and he's not Mechuyah to be Machmi. But the Rambam at the end adds on that this is only by other Yisurim, says the Rambam, Milvad Chayvi Krisis, besides Chayvi Krisis, that it is also Min HaTorah, says the Rambam, Shariyei, Ha'oise Oisoi, the person who's going to do this Avera of a Sofik, of a Chayvi Krisis, Chayiv Ba'oshom Tolui. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that it seems this addition in the Rambam, which we have in front of us, to the end, added on at the end of the Halacha, says the Kesef Mishnah, this addition of the Loshon of the Rambam seems to come and address this problem of the Rashba and the Ran's Kasha, that how can we be Chayiv Oshem Tolui in a case where the person is actually not doing any Avera because we hold that Sofik Min HaTorah Lekula. And on that adds on the Rambam that Chayiv Krisis are different. And Chayiv Krisis, because we find that the Chayiv Oshem Tolui, then over there, even the Rambam agrees that the din is a Sofik Min HaTorah, it's going to be Lechumra, says the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam is telling us a Halacha, that all the Sfeikas in the Torah, the Halacha is Sofik Deraisa Lekula Min HaTorah, besides by Chayiv Krisis, Chayiv Krisis is different, and over there, they have a Chumra and they have a din of Sofik Deraisa Lechumra Min HaTorah to answer the Rashba's Kasha. But Achilim already point out that Bemis is very schwer to go and say and keep this Girsa we have added on into the Rambam, because the Maharit already asked this question over there in your idea in Siman Aleph, that the Rambam started off clearly, and when he tells us that Alocha, that Sofik bin Atoira Lekula, the Rambam gives us a few examples of different Averis that Alocha is, that Sofik bin Atoira Lekula. And amongst the Mesholim, and the cases, the examples which the Rambam gives, the Rambam also discusses a case where the person was over Melocha on Shabbos, or the case where the person was over Issa Arroyos. Now these cases are Chayvi Krisis, as we know in our Sugyas, Shabbos, Arroyos, they're all Chayvi Krisis. And even so, the Rambam started off and told us clearly that even on these Averis, we have the Alocha, that Sofik Deraisa is Lekuna Min Atariya. Mamela, this is a steerer to the Hemshech of the Rambam, which the Kesem Mishnah has, this Girsa in the Rambam, that the Rambam ends by telling us that Chayvi Krisis are different, and Chayvi Krisis Alocha is, that Sofik Min Atariya is Lechumra Min Atariya. So Mamela, say that Achreinim, that Bakoche has to be a tall Sefer in the Rambam. We have to take out this extra addition which the Kesem Mishnah brings down, because the ratio of the Rambam is very clear that the Rambam is discussing all halachas, and there's no difference between Chayvi Krisis and Chayvi Elavin. It has to be that it's a Talmud Torah, or it's a mistake addition in the Rambam to try to answer this question of the Rashbo. But Be'emes, the Rambam says clearly, even by Shabbos and Arroyos, halacha is that Sofik Min HaTorah is Lekula. So to Reb Chaim Veloshner in his Tshuva in Chuta Meshulish in Daf Yutes V'Chavis Das and Nesivis in Yerideya Simen Kuf Yud in the Beis HaSofik Deva Maschil Ochein. We find this in the Prima Godim in Rish Yosef in Chuli in Daf Yud Aleph from the Beis. Many Achrinim say that it has to be this Loshen is a tall Sefer, like the Marit points out, because in the Rambam by us Mineu Bey, it doesn't fit with the Loshen that the Rambam started off clearly, that by Shabbos and Arroyos the Alocha is a Sveikul Lekula, so there can't be any difference between Chavi Krisis and other Yisroim. But in the Sefer Kapis Tomorim, in the end of the Sefer on Maseches Yuma, he points out that it could be a different pshat in this Loshon of the Rambam, not like the Kesef Mishnah explains, that the Rambam means to differentiate between Chayvi Krisis and Chayvi Lavin, like the Achrinim point out, this is Mefurish in the Rambam, that even by Chayvi Krisis we say, Sofik Midrabonon is only a din Midrabonon, Chumra Beminatir is Lekula. It could be what the Rambam says, Shariyo Oise Oisoi, Chayiv Chato, Chayiv Oshem Tolu, the Rambam means to say, in a case where it's Chaticho, Mishtei Chatichois, like we pointed out earlier from the Marit, that they take on that the Rambam holds in this case, with Moida to the Rashba, the Rambam also agrees that the din is that because it's Ikva Yisura, it's Sofik Min HaTorah is Lechumra. So this is what the Rambam means, that in Chayiv Krisis, Sheho Oise Oisoi Chayiv Boshem Tolui is referring to a case of Chaticha Mishtei Chatichois, which is a case of Ikva Yisura. Therefore the Rambam says there's a difference by these cases of Chayiv Krisis of Chaticha Mishtei Chatichois. But of course in Chayiv Krisis, which are not Chaticha Mishtei Chatichois, then even the Rambam doesn't hold there's a difference between Chayiv Krisis and Chayiv Lavin, like the Rambam started off, that Shabbos and Arroyos, which also Chayvi Krisis, there's a din of Sofik Min HaTorah Lekula. The Rambam, when he ends with this Loshon which the Kesef Mishnah brings down, we don't have to say it at all. So if we can say that the Rambam is referring to a case of Ikva Yisura, this is mamish like the Yisoid of the Marit, another Achrinim we quoted earlier, that they explain that the Rambam holds that the reason why it's Oshem Tolui is because by Ikva Yisura we agree to the Rashbo that the din is that Sofik is Min HaTorah Lechumra. So these are the two explanations we have over here in the Loshon of the Rambam. But Be'emes, there's another Mahalach, which is a bit different than what the Achrinim say from the Biskirov. The Biskirov in his Chidushi agrees in Nozich of Gimel Amud Beis. This is quoted also in Moshe Shmuel Shapira in his Kuntos Abiyurim in Ksubas Simen Samach. He says that he spoke once to Rav Shach, and Rav Yezri told him over from the Biskirov, this Yisoid, Pshat in the Rambam, and he explains like this. The Makoy of the Rambam, that the Rambam disagrees with the Rashbo, that the Rambam holds the Alochi is a Sofik, every Sofik, the Dini is a Min HaTorah, we can go Lekula. The Achrinim say that this is learnt out, the Shemaitze is very Mayrich at the beginning of Shemaitze Aleph, that the Mekoy of the Rambam, the Pashtus is from the Gemara in Kedushin Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there tells us a Alochi that Sofik Mamze is Mutter Min HaTorah, only Mamze Vadai Omer Achmona, veloy Mamze Sofik. And the Rambam learns, normally the Achrinim explain, but the Rambam holds that this din of Mamzer, Vada Ibn Mamzer Sofik, is not just a din in Hilchas Mamzer, but this is a din klali, a din which we can learn to everywhere, that the halacha is that only in a case where we have a Vada Issa, then is a din awesome in Atiriya, but in the Sofik, it's Mutter, we learn every Issa out of Mamzer. But says the Biskayov, Be'emes, we can understand this din of the Rambam in a different way. And we can explain the halacha of the Rambam that we learn from Mamzer, that is halacha of Mamzer, Adavle Mamzer Sofik, that Be'emes Misvora, if not for a pasuk by Mamzer, one would say that in a case where we have a Sofik Issa, since it is possible that maybe this thing is a Dovah awesome in Atiria, then automatically, naturally, we're going to have to say that you can't eat this piece because maybe he might come to be over the Issa of the Atiria. Me'mena Misvora, one would say, like the Rash beholds that Sofik is min Atiria l'chumra. Another Rambam holds that since we find in the Torah that Sofik Mamzer is Mutter, the explanation is that even though it could be that this Mamzer is Be'emes as someone who's Osir B'Kohol, even so, the Torah is telling us that Misvara, one doesn't have to be Choshesh, that maybe he's going to be over the Issa. A person doesn't make up an Issa from his own Misvara. Even though it should have been that Misvara, one should say that maybe this thing is Osir, therefore it should be Machmir, says the Torah, no, there's no such thing as having a Issa Misvara. Only if the Torah explicitly says that this is a Dovah Osir, like a Mamzer Vadai, a Chile Vadai, then this thing is Osir. But the case where it's a Sofik, and the reason why we want to ask it is only because our own Svara, that we learn out Mamzer Vadai, like Mamzer Sofik, that there's no such thing. The Rav's Loshen, the Biskirov's Loshen over there is that there's no Hefka in Isurim. Isurim is not Hefka. We have to have a clear cut din from the Torah that this thing is also. The fact that we hold that Misvara, one should say that we shouldn't do this thing, this is not enough to go and be Asa Minatoria, and therefore the whole din of Sofik, the Reise, the Chumra, is only Midrabonon, because Minatoria, we have a Gilui from this din of Mamzer Vadai, that the din of Isurim is we always need a Mekur in order that we should ask her something, and we cannot go and say that as long as we misvara, we should go and ask her a dover also, if the Torah doesn't say clearly that this thing is a dover also. So this is the explanation of the Rambam, bichlal, that the Rambam holds that the din of Sofik is minatoria, if the din is lekula, because misvara, we don't make up on our own any Isurim. Memele explains to Biskirov that it comes out that the Rambam also will agree that in a case where we see that the Torah says that there is certain times where we do have a kpeda, the Torah told us to be makpid on the din sofik, then automatically we'll say that this thing is now osa. Because there's no halacha, there's no gzeris hakosuv that we learn out from Mamzer, that Mamzer vadavli Mamzer sofik, that is a din that sofik is mutter. The idea which we learn from Mamzer is only that misvara from our own, we're not going to make up new isurim only if the Torah clearly tells us that this thing is osa. But if there's going to be any other raya from the Torah, that the Torah holds that this thing is a dova osa, then automatically we're going to also understand, even in the Rambam, that this thing is going to become osa min ha-Torah l'chumra. Memela says the Biskirov, this is what the Rambam means to add on in this Loshen, which the Rambam says, this Kesef Mishnah's extra Hisofa, the addition which the Rambam says. The Rambam tells us that normally the halacha is a sofik is min ha-Torah is l'kula. But in a case where we have a chayvi krisis, the ho'ise oisoi, the person who's going to be over this sofik, is chayev ba'osham tolui, there we have a gilui, we have the Torah's gufa telling us and teaching us that this sofik is different, even though normally on a sofik we don't have any makor, and from our own svara, like we explained, we don't make up isurim, but over here from the mere fact that the Torah tells us that on this sofik we're going to be chayev ba'osham tolui, mamele, in this parasha itself, is the Makor teaching us that this Sofik is different, and over here the Torah has a Hakpoda that the person should not be over this Sofik in the case of Achilas Chelev, in the case of Chayvi Krisis, where you're going to be Chayv Oshem Tolui. Memele comes out that the Rambam is not making differences like the Kesef Mishnah says from Chayvi Krisis, or like the other Achrinim say that Ikva Yisur is any different, but the Rambam is telling us that any time the person is actually going to be Chayev Oshem Tolui, then this din of Oshem Tolui alone is Gufa the Mekor teaching us that there's a case where this Sofik is also Minatoria Lechumra, even though that normally Minatoria Lekula, the reason is because we've got no Mekor. We have nothing to teach us that a Sofik is also, and we learn out from Mamza that whenever we don't have a Mekor, we stay that it is Mutter until the Torah explicitly tells us this is also. So says the Rambam, the Oshem Toli itself, this is the Makuri to teach us that the thing is also. Mameila, according to the Manda Oma, the Ichai v'chaticha achas, then gonna be the Makuri is gonna be from the Oshem Toli that is gonna be Chayiv by Chayiv Krisis. In according to the Manda Oma, who holds chaticha mishtei chaticha, is only then he's gonna be Chayiv Oshem Toli. Mameila, only over there do we have this Gilui of the Torah, that this is the Makuri to teach us that this Maisa is it's something which a person shouldn't do in that area, because you see this itself from the parasha of Hashem Tolui teaching us this din, that in the case of Hashem Tolui he's going to be chayev, and must be that there's a din of sofik min atoyer lechumir. So this is mamish loshon of the Rambam. This is the gilui, and here is the makoy to tell us that sofik is min atoyer lechumir. This is how the Biskayov over here explains, and he learns this in the Gemara over there in Ksubis, in Chof Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara over there talks about trade. The Gemara says, how could it be? It's not going to be potter. Habor leo, says Gemara, ba'osham tolui. So the Biskayov asks, what do you mean habor leo, ba'osham tolui? Why are we referring to the Issa of Oshem Toli? We should say that Bar Leo is awesome, Misafik. Says the Biskayov, no, because this is the whole Makur. The whole place where we know that the thing is Osa is because there is going to be over Oshem Tolui. And if for every reason he's not actually going to be over Oshem Tolui, then we will have any Makur to tell us that he's going to be over Misafik, because the din is that min svara, from our own, we say that Sofik is min atoyer lekula. This is the shita of the Rambam, brought down over there in Kuntus Abiyurim, in Ksuba Simen Samach, and also in the Chidush HaGriz, in Nozich of Gimel Amud Beis. Mameila, come out la alocha, there's a difference la alocha in between the Biskayov's Mahalach in the Rambam and the other Achrinim, that they explain that the Rambam is discussing a case of Ikva Yisura. This is the Nafkamina of the Pnei Yeshua, which you quoted earlier in Psochim Testament Beis, that the Pnei Yeshua says that every time we have a Sofik which is Ikva Yisura, the Rambam's going to agree to the Rashba that the din is that Sofik is Menatari Elochumra. This is only the way that Achrinim understand the Rambam, that there's a difference in the case of Ikva Yisura. But the way the Biskayov explains, the Pshat is not that Ikva Yisura is any worse. We need to have a Gilui, we need to have somewhere where the Torah Gufa tells us that this Sofik is Asa, and this is only in a case where actually he's going to be Chayiv Oshem Tolui. In a case where there's no Chayiv Krisis, he's not going to be Chayiv Oshem Tolui. Then here, we don't have no Gilui from the Torah to tell us that he's going to actually go and be Chayiv Oshem Tolui, and therefore we don't know Raya to say that over here the Sofik is the Raisa Lechumra, and even over there will remain the Din, like Misvara of Sofik Min HaTorah Lekula. This is the Mahalach of the Biskayov in Nozi Chof Gimel Amud Beis. So you say this Gepshat in the Shita of the Rambam, the Machlikas, the Rambam, and the Rashba over here in the Parsha of Oshem Tolui.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.